Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, this is Randy Stanfill, and I have a quick question for you. This morning, I was on your website, I guess. You guys sent me an email about a free tactical bag that you were giving away. We had to pay for shipping.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay. I don't know what website you're on, but go ahead, sir.
Well, I wasn't on a website. I got an email from Gun Bud, and they were giving tactical bags, but you had to pay for shipping.
Okay.
So I signed up for it. Then you, at the end, it wouldn't let me get out of the summary page.
Okay.
So my question is, and there was another charge that came through for $9 or something, and so I was worried about fraud, that the website was not, the website I clicked on your email was a fraud, and I was worried about that.
I'm not quite sure what website it was, sir. We're actually a third-party call center, so we do happen to assist multiple companies in over 100 different products, which happen to be online vendors and merchants.
Okay. So is there a way of you telling me, I have a confirmation, is there a way of you telling me who's that from?
No, sir. I cannot see it on my end.
Okay, so there was two, can you see that there was two charges from my account there?
No, sir, not until I be able to locate an account and see if you've already placed an order. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It wasn't really an order. I guess it was. It was a free bag that I paid shipping on.
And you paid the shipping and handling to receive it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So what's the name of the... I just want to make sure that this is a good company, because I know my credit card declined the $9 or something charge, which was, I don't know what that was. So it just caught my eye that I accepted the one for $5 and something because that's the shipping, but then all of a sudden there was another charge of $9 and something. And so I'm like, my credit card called and said, hey, did you order something for $9? I said, no. So they stopped the charge on that. So I just want to make sure that, is there still something coming to me? Do I still need, how do I find out?
All righty, give me 1 second, please, sir. Let me see if I can actually locate this account associated with you, okay?
Okay.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
62025.
I do thank you for that. And your first and last name?
Randall Stanfill, Stanfill.
All righty, I thank you for that as well.
So I got something from support at online collection. So is that you guys?
As I did say, they're online merchants, and we are the third-party call center that assists them. So I can't tell you exactly what it could have been. And you said your first name was Randall?
Or Randy. It was probably New York.
Okay. And then what's the last name, sir?
Stanfill. Stanfill.
And I am not locating anything under that name right now. How long ago did you actually submit this?
It was like at 9 o'clock this morning.
This morning.
Which was 10 o'clock, I guess.
Yes, it is.
So you show nothing?
No, sir. I am preferably not seeing anything right now. Not in the. No, sir.
Okay. Maybe I need to call the other one then, because they gave me two phone numbers. And you call the other number, maybe yours is the one that they put a stop on then. But you should find it somewhere in there.
Yeah, but I'm not locating your name. I'm not locating anything with the name, with your name, because I usually, the way I would pull you up is by the zip code that you gave me. It should have popped your name up very quickly.
So you have 62025 in there?
Let me see. Let me go in another system. Okay, I had to go in another system. It was under Randy. And if you don't mind, for security purposes, please verify that address for me.
103 Prairie Manor Drive, Edwardsville, Illinois.
Alrighty, I do. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I open up this account to see what you were billed for. Oh, thank you. It was slow. Yeah, I do see where you just paid the $574 shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. And the $997 that they tried to bill you for was for the survival bracelet, but I do see that was a declined payment by your financial institute.
Yeah, because I don't want that. I didn't know.
Okay.
It wouldn't let me out of the website unless you ordered that bracelet thing, and it wouldn't let you go anywhere unless you ordered it. I don't want that. So you show that's being the legit one then.
Yes, the $574 is the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag, and the $997 was declined by your financial institute since you didn't want that.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope, there's not. You have a great day.
Same to you, and thank you for calling customer support, and please have a great day.
Bye-bye.